you're one of the organizers of the protests, are you?
Yes, I'm part of the core group,
Okay.
so I know everything from the very beginning, how it started, and
Okay.
our short history.
Okay, fine. And so it started on December the 11th, 2017,
Yes.
is that right? And that was in
That was the first day. Yes.
Sibiu. And it's outside the front of the Social Democrats office, is that right?
Exactly. The main headquarter in Sibiu, yes.
Okay.
It's an area called Piazza Huert. It's a small square just in the middle of the town. And we called it the free of corruption area. So for us, if we are going there and tag yourself on Facebook, it's the free of corruption area.
Okay. And so why did you start doing this?
First of all, because of the laws of justice, they want to the main ruling party wants to incriminate to discriminate, sorry, some politicians to get them away from punishment, from legal punishment. So they what do they want? It's just to go to the parliament with some laws that can absolve of punishment their own politicians.
This is
So those
to
rules are against the rule of law.
okay.
The rule of, yeah.
So this is what the protests were in
Yes,
Bucharest about the
exactly, because it was outrageous. Yeah, they want
okay.
to make their own rules just to escape from the legal punishment.
And so because the protests started in January 2017, and then as I understand it, the party withdrew the proposals, but they've now come back. Is that right?
Yes, it's correct, yes.
Okay. And at what stage are we at the moment? Have they been approved? Are they still in the parliament?
The legislation, no, for the moment they are stopped. It's now they are consulting them other they are actually they were warned by the European government, by the European Parliament, and now they are stopped. But it's just a phase of our war. It's not over. It's just stopping, and we have to be aware of what is happening. That's why our movement is called "We See You in Sibiu." We see you from Sibiu. Like, we are aware of what you are doing
We
and
see
what
you from
they are.
Sibiu.
We
Okay.
see you from Sibiu. Vă vedem din Sibiu. Yes, that's the
Okay.
translation. We see you. We see you. It means like we are aware of what you are
Yeah,
doing
I
and what they
understand.
are doing. Yeah, and what they are doing now is just prolonging this legislation, waiting for the right moment to go to the parliament and just vote it because they have the majority in the parliament.
Okay. So what
They
have
did the
the Social
same.
Democrats actually said? They said that they're not going to go through with the law, but you're worried that they will later on.
Sorry, sorry.
So what have the
What?
Social
Sorry.
Democrats actually said about this these laws?
They just don't say anything. They are
Okay.
opening new and new subjects in order to move the public attention to other subjects. For
Yeah.
instance, they ask for a revocation of the leader of the DNA. This is the national authority against corruption.
Yeah.
So they are moving the focus. Yeah, they are moving the focus from a main subject to another main subject. And now this is something on focus because they asked the revocation of the leader of this group that put many politicians into jail.
Yeah, sure. And you said that after the European Parliament intervened, that these justice laws, these changes to the justice system, were
They were
stopped.
warned. Yeah, they were warned by the Committee of Wien and of Venice and by the European Parliament.
Yeah.
They're not stopped. They are in a phase that they are not they are not approved now, but they are not into the parliament yet. It's the phase of decision. It's somewhere in the middle.
In the
But
committees,
in the committee, yes,
yeah,
exactly.
okay, fine, I understand. And so why did you decide to do it silently?
Because everybody it's like, I don't know, keeping their voice loud, and when you are screaming or begging or asking or somehow expressing your outrage, somehow things can get out of the frame of decency, and we just wanted to be very, very decent and very civilized, just like a normal citizen would do. I mean, we didn't want to. Sometimes, even if it's noise, the noise can be passed by, but the silence and the power of our eyes watching them constantly, gazing at them, this cannot be passed over so easily. I
It's
mean, it's
very
bothering. A
powerful.
group, it's very powerful. A group of 100 people, 200 people, even 700 people we had one day are just watching and staring for 50 minutes at them. And this is something that you cannot get over. But the noise, you can get over it. Some people are screaming in the market, in the main square, but some people are standing still and silent, just watching.
And so, you're just looking at the headquarters of the Social Democrats. Is there anyone in the office looking back out at you, or do they just ignore you?
At the beginning, they were just pulling over their
Curtains?
cords. Yeah, their curtains. Yes, exactly. They did. The first day, they are just shutting the doors. And then they're starting to make movies, videos, with their phones, looking at us from the other side of the window. And then it was a series of, like, I think four letters, open letters. They addressed us, but we answered back in a very civilized and decent way. And that was practically the main difference between our protest and other protests. Because it's done by normal citizens that are well informed, that know their rights, and they are expressing themselves in a very civilized manner. So they were in their letters, they were very very rude, I would say, but we answered them very politely by cutting down every argument they were using in their letters.
Okay. And did you organize this initially on Facebook? Is that how it came to?
Yes, exactly. Everything was done on Facebook. Yes.
Okay. And have you done the protest every day since December the 11th,
Yes.
even Saturdays and
Yes.
Sundays?
Yeah, exactly. Except for the holidays, for Christmas, when the New Year and in December. But every day since, yeah, it's
Okay.
more. There are more than 3 months when we are going there every day, between 12 and 12:15. At the beginning, there was a sit-in protest. We were just putting our chairs and sitting there by the whole day, but it was impossible to do it for a long time because we have normal lives and jobs and families. So what remains now is that is this flash mob, which is happening every day at 12 o'clock until 12:15.
Okay. What's the flash
We
mob then?
have the flash mob. Is people are getting there from every corner of the city, and they are just gathering and standing still, watching in silence the
Oh, this
main
is what
quarter
you're
of
doing.
the.
It's not something
Yeah,
different. Okay.
exactly. No,
Fine.
no, no, no. It's exactly. But we are calling it the flash mob because at first that was the way we gathered one by one, coming from different parts of the city, passing there like normal citizens, but remaining there and standing still for 15 minutes.
Okay. And you were talking earlier about why you were doing it silently. Is it fair to say also that after a year of protests, you were maybe lost for words?
Well, it was a year, but not constantly.
Mm.
We are not lost for words because we have many words, but we just choose a way to express ourselves. Yeah, we can say we are lost for words.
Yeah.
Because what they are doing, it's outrageous, actually. Sometimes it's very difficult to understand as a normal citizen living in Europe.
Okay.
But yeah, we are using words, but in writing more
Yeah.
than verbally. Yes.
Okay. And how many people have been turning out each day?
I would say every day, each day, 80 to 100 normally, but we have some events, for instance, when you celebrated 1 month or 2 months or 3 months, or we have certain events, like, for instance, the day when they were evoking this lady that is leading the main anti-corruption agency in Romania
Okay.
that I was mentioning earlier. People gathered there, there were hundreds just to sustain the message. So when there are important messages to deliver, people are coming more and more, and but usually they are like 100, which is pretty much for a busy life in the middle of the day.
Yeah, sure. And I understand that the protests in your town have spread to Romania and elsewhere in Europe, is that right?
In Europe, we have Romanians from the diaspora that are organizing those kind of silent protests in their cities, in Birmingham, in Paris, in Brussels. So yes, they are Romanians organizing in their homes,
Okay.
yeah, where they are relocated.
Do you
And in
think it was?
Romania,
Sorry, go on.
yeah. In Romania, it happened the same in Cluj and in Iași. Besides this protest with the silent flash mob, as I mentioned, was mentioning before, sometimes we are organizing some debates, which are called agora, from the Greek name agora, which means the reunion of people that are debating about their city. And in this is another kind of protest we are doing, also outside in front of the PhD headquarters. People are just gathering and discuss a specific topic. And related to this, we are just finished contest with architectures because we want to build in this place like a speaker's corner, a place where people in Sibiu can gather and debate and to remain always in connection with our movement.
Okay,
So
so you're gonna,
it would,
so the plan is to have the
yeah.
silent protest and then have debate in the square afterwards.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
So
and
we are just finished this contest. That's why I'm eager to tell you about it because tomorrow we are giving the awards. Yes. So we are
okay.
actually leaving traces on their place, impregnated with our energies.
Okay, and but despite all these protests, nothing is actually changing. The Social Democrats are very powerful. They've been
Yes,
democratically
yes,
elected. Is it not quite
yes.
disheartening that after all this protest, not just yours, the ones that started in
Yeah.
January last year, that nothing is actually changing? Is that quite disheartening for you?
Yes, it is. It is. It for some people, yeah, it might be somehow not so motivational, of course, but we do believe that it's a long-term war, it's a long-term fight, and we are not giving up. We are there every day, and we are just hoping for the best. I mean, yes, we didn't expect things to happen quickly. They are a big party. They have a very powerful structure. But in the end, I think that gathering attention from everywhere in the world, it might be a signal for them.